What's going on? Why is the earth shaking?
The kitsune! What did you do?
I didn't do anything. This was because of you.
What do you mean?
Guys, I think we need to go now.
Where to? We can't go back to the shrine. That sounds like that's where the rumbling is coming from.
We have to continue going up the mountain. Quickly, before it catches us.
We have to go up a mountain?
Screw it. We're not going to make it. Just please close your eyes for a second.
Not again.
What? What's happening?
Hey, don't look.
Oh. Oh. Wow. I've always wanted to see this.
You've always wanted to see this?
To me?
I meant, like, for science.
Hurry it up, Tanuki. Stop being such a prude.
Okay. I'm already starting to float. Everyone, hold on to me. Kitsune, please kick us off.
Where do I grab onto?
My arm. What else?
Is someone falling out?
No time.
Whoa! Careful.
Do you really have time to complain? Now get us out of here.
All right. Let's go.
Huh. We're flying.
Look over there. What is that crawling on the ground? It's so hard to see.
Are those glowing spheres eyes?
It's exactly as I feared.
Indeed. Who would have thought a Gashadokoro would show up in this park?
A Gashadokoro? Why does that sound familiar?
Is that a giant skeleton? It keeps disappearing.
They can turn invisible if they want to, though we can clearly tell something big is coming our way. They're more than just a giant skeleton, though they should pretty much be extinct at this point. They're creatures that are created through human suffering, usually from the deaths of hungry or murdered people. So they're more common when a famine or war occurs.
That's probably what you heard calling out to you before. Those creeps will whine and moan until they get others to suffer along with them.
Well, it's not their fault they died so miserably.
Ugh, as much as I feel for them, I think it's still following us.
It is getting closer. We're still not high enough or far enough to get away. If it stands up completely, we're screwed.
Well, do something then! Can't you fight it with your fox magic?
Do I look like Tamamono Maya herself? If I could have fought it, I wouldn't be in this situation with all of you.
What do we do then? Is there any way we can move faster?
Wait, what kind of magic can kitsunes do again?
Just the typical trickster nonsense mixed with some subduction to make them special.
Don't make me set your ass on fire, Tanuki.
Fire? Fire! That's it! I knew there was something else. We can easily use fire to get away.
Like a hot air balloon?
Please don't set me or anywhere in my groin area on fire.
No, like a rocket. We expel the fire out so it pushes us forward.
Oh, we have some brains in the group. Always nice to have one of those.
Hey, I'm smart too.
Not according to your high school grades.
Not all intelligence can be measured by tests.
Now, little mice. This might be fast, so I suggest you pipe down and hang on.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I don't think I ever want to fly like that ever again.
I'm honestly surprised that it worked. It was either that or Have the Kitsune spin her tails into a propeller?
I can't do that with my tails. And we turned out fine.
I'd like to know your definition of fine.
So, can you explain more about that creature? You said it was a gashadokoro?
Exactly. You know the gotch-gotch sound? Like something is rattling?
So the bones were making that sound?
Particularly the bones from their teeth. Because it's hungry.
Whoa, nobody mentioned anything about being eaten.
Why else would a giant angry skeleton be chasing us?
Wait, but how can a skeleton be hungry?
All right, so that was just a scary wall, but they really will bite and kill you.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
I thought you mentioned that there weren't too many dangerous creatures here. What's going on?
It's because you little mice snuck into the park. Everyone's a little on edge. No offense, but you aren't all that discreet.
It wasn't me. I've been diligently wearing that mask you gave me.
You're not wearing it now.
It was probably me. I've been sticking my face near a lot of creatures lately.
Yeah, I would tone that down a bit.
So, what do we do now? Can we stop the gashadokoro?
Do you honestly think you can stop a creature that's 10 meters high?
Well, not me specifically, but isn't this a huge problem for the park?
Yes, but unfortunately it's the strength of their malice that contributes to their size. The only thing we can do is wait for its anger to burn out.
The answer is just to wait? Surely there must be some charms or talismans that could help.
There are. However, it's more to keep them away instead of stopping them.
Well, it's not like any of us have talismans anyways.
But it really is weird. Why would such a creature of misfortune appear? I feel like I haven't seen one in decades.
It could be the case of a sorcerer. Wasn't there a famous one in the past that created one as well?
Takeyasu Shime, yes. During the Heian period. Her father had started a rebellion against the government, only to be killed and brought in by his own cousins. They took his head and showed it off in Kyoto. Seeing this level of disrespect, Takeyasu Hime cast a spell on all of the dead soldiers from the battle and created the gashadokoro. Then, the gashadokoro laid siege to the city of Kyoto until they were able to bring her father's head to a safe place that now became what I think is called, Tokyo.
Tokyo? There's a guy's head somewhere in Tokyo?
The Heian period was roughly 1,000 years ago. I don't think the head's still there.
Perhaps just a grave marker or something, I'm sure. But back to the issue. Takeyasu Hime was a famous and powerful sorcerer. I don't know if anyone on her level exists in this modern era.
But what other reason could there be? There's something strange going on here. And it's not just your arrival, either. The skeleton's behavior itself is weird. It usually isn't even awake at this time of day. They like their snacks around 2 a.m.
Maybe something woke it up, and it'll go back to sleep soon.
We can certainly hope. Something tells me that's not the case, is it, Kitsune?
What do you mean?
I've been tailing your little group for a while now.
Tailing us? How are you doing that? You could have just told us. I could have certainly used your help.
Because I didn't know what your end goal was. You said you were here to find your brother. A regular human being who seemingly knew nothing about myths and legends, and yet I heard this very boy speak about a very similar park with very similar creatures to a kappa just a few days ago.
Junie? You... I thought you lost your memories. You've been acting this whole time as if you didn't remember anything.
I don't. Kinda. It's still just bits and pieces. Like when you smell something familiar, and then all of a sudden you remember this childhood snack that you used to eat.
But why did you come all the way to Japan when the park was just back home?
I don't know. When you said you were studying abroad here in Japan, it was like I was a sleeper agent who was activated.
Well, you did say one of the three wise monkeys called out to you. They're Japanese creatures, so maybe you had to come all the way here? It is weird, though. They could technically go anywhere.
That may be it. It was driving me crazy that I had all these missing pieces. You know, I thought about them so much, I actually started arguing online about how certain I was that there was a hidden park somewhere back home.
That was you?
Huh? You've seen my posts?
Not me, but this is how this entire adventure got started. Because of your post, Alina investigated it and then got involved in the park and is now asking for you to listen to her story for some reason. This is all connected. But Junie, if you're starting to remember bits and pieces of it, then you must remember Sam.
I don't. And I kind of don't want to remember him.
Why would you say that? He misses you. I know it.
If what you say has been true, it's been 3 years, Mirai. 3 years is a long time to change and grow and be an entirely different person. I spent 2 of those years stuck in my room, and he's been, what, having adventures day in and day out as usual, still being the hero? What if the Junichi he remembers isn't the Junichi that he actually wants?
Oh boy, I think we need to have a talk. It's been a while since I've seen this version of Junmi.
What do you mean?
Your confidence. You always had these weird expectations that you had to be somebody because you're the oldest. And yeah, our parents did instill those ideas in you. And it's not fair. But you can't let those ideas stop you from living.
I am living. But this is different.
I don't think you have anything to worry about. You're always so excited to meet new creatures.
You thought of the plan to use my fire to help us escape too. You're fine for a little mouse.
But I should be better than this.
You gotta stop being so hard on yourself. You know, when we were growing up, everyone thought Junpei was the older brother. Which is stupid, seeing as you were born 2 minutes apart, but for some reason, that was what stuck. And it ate you alive, knowing how confident and excited Junpei was to grow up and know exactly what he was going to do, when her parents expected you to have that same level of determination. You hid it so well, Junpei didn't even realize you were struggling until college acceptances came, and you didn't apply to the same schools he did.
I just didn't want to live under his shadow anymore.
And Mom, Dad, and Junpei slowly understood that. We saw you smile more in college. We saw you standing up straight. And we just saw you more confident. And I think this confidence is something you've had all along. It just took you a while to find it.
I don't know. I'm too scared to even listen to those audio files, let alone face Sam.
Well, let's just take things one step at a time. I know we haven't had a minute to look around yet, but I believe we're exactly where we need to be to find some monkeys.
Okay, yeah. One step at a time.
Sounds like a plan. But where should we go from here?
Everyone get up. It sounds like the Gashidokuro has found us again.
Again? We had like, what, 15 minutes apiece?
I guess trying to escape a huge skeleton is a lot more difficult than we thought.
We should get going. Maybe find somewhere it can't find us.
But then what? If we stay out any longer, the Gashidokuro won't be the only thing we have to worry about.
The three wise monkeys could shelter us. We could risk it and just keep going with our search. Because I don't think it'd be a good idea to stay out much longer.
Then let's go. We'll stay in the shadows and move quickly and quietly. Luckily, this part of the mountain range is pretty hidden.
Do we know where exactly the monkeys could be?
Are there perhaps hot springs nearby? Isn't that a thing?
You remember they like hot springs? But not that they live in the mountains?
Hey, I told you my memory was tampered with.
Of the parks? Out of animal facts?
Quiet! There are, in fact, hot springs around here, but it's very out in the open. We can take a quick look, but that's it.
Lead the way. It's better than nothing.
Okay. Go, 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 go.
What are we gonna do?
We need a plan.
It's on top of us!
We're not going to make it. Little Mouse, let's make a deal.
Right now?
Honestly, you've surprised me by making it this far, but this is probably where it'll end if I don't intervene.
Wait. What are you thinking?
I'll let you go this time, but you have to come back and find me. It's been a long time since I've found a good human to play with.
Hey, I'm not a toy!
No, you're my little mouse. And I've got big things in store for you. So stay alive and find me once you're done with all this.
Fine, but I don't know how exactly I can help you with anything.
Just you wait. I'll see you soon, little mouse.
Wait, what are you gonna do? I thought you said you couldn't handle it by yourself.
I can handle a little distraction. You can come back and play too if you're free.
I don't know if it was the best idea to make a deal with that fox.
Do we really have a choice at the moment? This is the second time that she's helped me.
No, but... just be careful when you see her again.
Should we not try and help her?
Believe me when I say it's really hard to kill a kitsune.
It's gotten a lot quieter now. I think we're in the clear.
Great. All right, then let's go to the hot springs.
Thanks for making it to the end of this episode. Stay tuned for our after-credit scene. And don't forget to like and follow and subscribe and all that jazz if you like our show. Thank you for listening. Residents of Proserpina Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee, directed by Angela Yee, featuring in order the voices of Vida Shi, Zareth, Pao Banganinbin, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Christine, Sam McDonald, Angela Yee, Maddie Shallon, Skylar Giordano, Ben Palizzi, Ashley Dawson, Sarah Mancera Menendez, and Maddie. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah Mancera Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 4 cover art by Molly James. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residentsofproserpinapark.com. Come visit again soon.
There! A monkey!
Wow, that was really easy.
What?
You!
Ah! Hey, wait! Stop! Weird. I thought he wanted to talk to me.
I guess that means we need to run... again.